Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam. So we are going to be taking callers here on the show, as usual, with a single question on any topic within their life that they're looking for answers on. Please don't forget to check out our website before we start taking callers here. Going to announce that we have that special once more today because of today's show. That is a 15-minute private reading with myself, and you're only going to have to pay $10.95. Yes, that's right, $10.95. You can find that and take advantage of that right from the home page on howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. howpsychic.com. Lighting your way. So we're going to go ahead and take each caller now, try and get to as many as we can per show as usual. As we bring you on air, you're going to please see your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. First caller today is area code 216. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. My name's Sharon. I'm from Ohio. Okay. My question is to you. First of all, thank you for taking my call. I'm looking for employment, and I want to see if I'm going to land a job. How's that?
Okay. Well, that sounds all right to me. Let me go ahead and check on that information for you.
I've been looking for them. I'm on my fourth month. Oh.
I understand. All right, yes. It does appear that you will find something. I'm getting the fifth month, so may not be within the last couple of days that we have here in this month, but we are getting that you are going to have an offer on table as of next month. We're looking at around the 14th and the 15th. So whatever you're doing to look, to find something, I say keep it going because you're going to be in the right direction, okay?
May not be the best paying
job, but you'll be able to live off of it and survive, and I think that you will do well. It will definitely be one that will last you a while. It's not a temporary one. It will be something that they're looking for a permanent, person to fill the position, but you may not want to be there forever yourself. It will help you get to where you need to be, though. Okay?
Wow. Thanks, and I got a call today on a job I really want. Thank you.
Wonderful.
So listen.
You're
have
welcome.
A wonderful evening, okay? Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, our next caller today is area code 360. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Lori, and I'm calling from Washington State. And
right ahead.
I'm having a really hard time with the woman at the rental, the realty office. And I'm just wondering what's going to happen there.
All right. The first thing that I am seeing or feeling here is that you may want to go above her head or find another way to deal with the situation rather than through her, okay? The reason this is coming up is because obviously you're not going to get anywhere with this woman. She is very bullheaded, and I do not feel that she's in the right with the way that she handles the customers, okay? I do feel that you will find a resolve to your situation, but you are dealing with frustration until you get there, and I'm sorry to tell you that, but it is time to go above their head. And if that is a little bit more difficult, then you need to try and think of other ways to go about this, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I wanted to talk to the, you know, the man that owns this house, the owner of that realty company, and she said I had to write put it in writing and request it, and maybe he would see me and maybe he wouldn't.
Okay. You know, what I would do at this point is I would go ahead and do that in writing and submit that, but I would also try and find a direct line or number to reach that individual, okay? Because at this point, I feel like she's just trying to postpone and prolong the situation.
Right.
Mm.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for calling in, and I give you good luck on that, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller for today is area code 928. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
Yes. Hi. My name is Alfina. I'm calling from Arizona.
Yes. Hello there. What is your question, please?
I'm wondering at this point about my relationship, like what I can do to, I guess, better the relationship.
Okay, well, that is a wonderful question. May I have their first name only, please?
Ryan.
Okay, give me one moment here. All right. What I do feel is that this relationship has actually tested your patience quite a bit, okay? And sometimes I want to say that both parties are kind of involved in that fault here. I will say to you that there does look like there is room for improvement, okay? You have to be stern about your belief system. You have to be stern about what you're looking for and what you're not looking for. I'm not saying that you need to approach it with aggression, but you need to approach it calmly and firmly, and you need to put out some guidelines. If those guidelines are, you know, gone over, treaded over, or not viewed with the respect that they deserve, then you need to rethink the relationship altogether, okay? I do feel that there will be effort from the other side as well, but I feel that your efforts put into this have been slightly a bit more than theirs have, okay? I do feel that they do care about the situation. They do have a heart in the matter. But I do feel that you also have to give yourself a cutoff time as to when and how long you're willing to wait for this to get back.
And the situation is not, like, bad or anything right now. Like, I'm just kind of wondering, is there anything, like, I could do to, or is there anything he wants me to do, or is it just he's okay with everything, like, how it's going?
Okay. As far as the way things are right now, I feel that he's just kind of looking for you to pick up a little bit more of the weight on your end. But I feel that he is okay. He is somewhat content with the way it is. But I do feel that you guys have potential for that growth, and you're both going to need to put in some effort.
Okay, but you don't know exactly as to what it is I could do.
Like... Well, I think that, like I said, as far as what exactly it is, you just need to kind of specify and be... You know, on the level of communication, that's
everything.
What you're looking for.
Yeah, he knows all of that. Like, we've been together for years, so.
Okay. Well, you know, just continue to reiterate that with him, and I think you'll do good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Best wishes. All right. Next caller today is area code 229. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, this is Melvin from Georgia.
Hello there, Melvin. How you doing?
What's going on, man?
Not much. Have not heard from you in a good while here. How can I help you today?
Just don't want to see what's coming up for me in the next month or two, as job-wise, financial.
Okay. All right. Next month or two looks pretty promising for you. However, you're going to have a little bit of a struggle for the next 2 weeks, okay, because you are getting more than one two here. I'm seeing three different twos, okay? So 2 weeks, there's a little bit of a struggle. After the 2 weeks, you're going to be doing better financially. Job-wise, some better things will come around, okay? And then in another 2 weeks, it looks like you're well on your way to feeling a lot more secure, okay?
Okay.
All right. Romantic, not seeing any movement right now, but I feel that in about a week, we should see something on the romantic forefront.
Okay, in about a week on that?
And that's correct. All right.
Someone I already know? Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I've got another caller here, so I'm going to have to go over to them. But it's good to hear from you, Melvin.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Once more, before we move on to our next caller, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Next caller today is area code 520. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello?
Yes, hello there. How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. This is Sharon. I'm calling you from Arizona. And my question is, I want to be hired by, pick up a contract for work with the organization that Jana works at. And we usually attend the same...
Okay, what's the name of the organization?
Oh, dear, it's on the radio here. I don't... a three-letter...
May I just have the first letter, then?
D is in David.
Okay, wonderful. That will work for me. Yeah, there is some difficulty with that, but it does look like it's going to work out, okay? So I think that right now it's just about working out some of those red tapes.
Wow, that would be great.
Well, thank you for calling in, and I hope that works out for you. I'll send my blessing to you, but it does look like it will be good.
And you see it as a happy association.
Exactly.
Thank you, Reverend Adam.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, please don't forget to check out the website, howpsychic.com. We have a special going on for the 15-minute reading right now. It can be found directly on the homepage, and that is for $10.95. So go over there, check it out, $10.95, 15-minute reading. Can't beat that price. And we'll actually be back on air as of next Monday. Want to thank everybody for calling in and having your questions answered here, tuning in and listening to the show. Namaste, love, light, and good night.